With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Protesters about equaled the number of supporters who attended a fundraising luncheon featuring former Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Carmel Valley Thursday. KAZU's Erica Mahoney and Doug McKnight were both there. Erica was outside to talk with protesters. Doug went inside to hear what the self-proclaimed America's toughest sheriff had to say. So, Erica, he was invited to speak at the Monterey Peninsula Republican Women Federated's annual fundraising luncheon. Tell us about this group and why they invited him.
This group is the local chapter of the National Federation of Republican Women. Locally, they have about 125 active members. Why Joe Arpaio? The group's president, Karen Reisman, told me she looks for interesting people to invite to this luncheon. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year.
About 150, 200 people didn't find this invite interesting, and they showed up to protest outside. So set the scene. What happened?
The event took place at Palo Corona Regional Park, the old Rancho Cañada golf course, and the luncheon was inside the clubhouse. There was a metal gate set up around the clubhouse and part of the parking lot, so the protesters were just outside that gate in a grassy field. The signs read things like, "Resist prejudice," another said, "Just say no to Joe." The message was that what Joe Arpaio stands for is not what Monterey County stands for. Here's Lex Taylor, a college student who came to the protest.
There is pretty much nothing redeemable about Joe Arpaio. It is a moral obligation more than anything else to really just stand against that kind of, I don't know what word to use besides just honestly pure evil.
Arpaio is widely criticized for his former Tent City jail that operated in the hot Arizona desert where he was sheriff. He's known for targeting Latinos. Last year, he was convicted of criminal contempt for disobeying a judge's order to stop racial profiling. President Trump later pardoned him. So Thursday's demonstration was also a celebration of Latino culture. There was a mariachi band and a taco truck. Here's Ricardo Nunez with United Farm Workers Foundation.
All the people that we serve is an immigrant community. And mostly the people that we serve are farm workers. Those are the hard workers that they provide like food to your table. So that's extremely important.
A few Trump and Arpaio supporters did come to the demonstration, and that caused a little tension. But overall, the protest was peaceful.
And what happened inside, Doug?
The crowd inside was reserved but festive. There were about 200 people. They came from all over, some from as far away as San Jose and Soledad. And for the most part, they came for one reason, to hear Sheriff Joe. Betty Bischoff and Carlos Estrada both said they came with an open mind.
And I'll be honest with you, I have not read up on Joe Arpaio as much as just hearing about the negative stuff. So I thought, well, I want to hear what he has to say.
I'm a Republican, and I'm interested in hearing what other Republicans have to say. We're kind of a minority at this point in California, so, you know, I've seen Joe on TV, and I said, well, let's give him a listen.
Most of the people I spoke with agreed. They just wanted to hear what the nation's self-proclaimed toughest sheriff had to say.
And what did Joe Arpaio say in his speech?
Well, he had a standing ovation as he took the stage. He talked briefly about his life story, most of it in law enforcement, and he told a personal story about how his mother died giving birth to him and how that formed his opposition to abortion. And then he got to the red meat. He reiterated his claim that President Obama's birth certificate is a fake. He said he's been called a racist, but that a lot of people are called racist. And he talked about President Trump and the wall.
And on the illegal immigration, why it's been reduced is because he's telling everybody over his Twitter he's going to lock them all up. So when you say you're going to lock them up, someone doesn't come.
And his speech ended with another standing ovation from the crowd inside.
And so was there a takeaway for either group?
The takeaway inside was the party needs to get out and vote. They hoped events like this will energize the party going into the midterms.
And same on the outside. In fact, there was a voter registration table at the demonstration.
That's KAZU's Erica Mahoney and Doug McKnight talking about former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio's visit to Carmel Valley. You can find this and other local news stories on our website, kazu.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.